Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Sports City. It's your boy TP Timeless back at the helm. Welcome back to the kitchen. The Monday Night Sport wrap up is about to take place. Man, we got 60 minutes, man. Ain't too long here, man. Just got an hour of y'all time, and we're going to jump into a lot of stuff. Game 4 tonight. Can the Penguins go back to Pennsylvania up 3-1, or can the Sharks tie this thing up? But I can't sit any further than that state of California. Something is going on out there in the Bay. I don't know whether it's the San Francisco Giants and how Madison Bumgarner want to be a part of the home run derby. This dude hitting 400-foot shots. Or is it just going down in Oakland? But can't nobody really mess with these Warriors. Like I said, man, we got 60 minutes here, man. Y'all already know how this thing go down, man. I done took off this blazer, loosened up the tie, stepped aside. The kitchen timeless is alive. I really hope y'all ready tonight. I hope y'all ready tonight, because I got a lot in my bag. Swag King Cole, let's go.
Can the headphones go loud?
Kanye West!
Yeah.
Swag King Cole.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. Dinner with Anna Winter, racing with Anya Rubik. I told you motherfuckers it was more than the music and the projects one day, the project one way. We done heard all that loud ass talking, we used to it. I'm from where shorty fuck up, double cup up. Might even kill somebody in YouTube it. So whoever think they words affect me is too stupid. And if you can do it better than me, then you do it. We slide in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachute, we made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. In the whole industry one.
Okay, easy. The caller number is 917-889-9592. Like I said, we got the next 60 minutes locked and loaded with Sports City. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world, but y'all are here with the chef. Like I said, crazy night last night, especially in this Game 2 atmosphere. We're going to jump into that. And also, I know my co-host for the evening, he hit me up with some news that we actually briefly touched on yesterday during the brunch about a fight that's going to go down. He was waiting for somebody to come fight him. Now we have a competitor, so I want to see how that ends up going down. But without any further ado, I got my co-host for the evening. I got Tommy B in the building. Welcome to the wrap-up. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm good. Hurricane during the Super Regional. Bring it home.
About time you say that the right way. See, he said it the right way. Okay, Sports City. And I know y'all been hearing him come on saying, my canes. And you hear that country draw. Like, and I got a bunch of family in the South, so I can say it. I can say that country draw. I can call him a country boy because I got family anyway, so I can say it anyway. So I got a lot of family in the South, so they got that country swang or that slang or that draw. So, but he always saying my canes. He just do that to get under my skin. I follow him football, baseball. Basketball is a whole different ball game. It's a whole different ball game.
See, that's
but
why another reason I say my canes.
I don't interrupt you. See what I'm saying? See, I wasn't even done talking. Like, I was mid-breath. Like, I can't even inhale. I can't even inhale and tell people how I feel. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know? Okay. I ain't gonna fight with him too much, but he need to switch that tone. He need to switch that tone and say our games. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about getting tattooed on me. I might. I don't even got a tattoo on me at all. I don't. But I might put the green and orange on me. It won't show up anyway. I'm dark skinned. It won't show up. So
it'll show up.
Well,
I know a lot of our brothers are tatted up, and they got color. You just gotta get the right person that knows how to do ink.
I don't know. I'm still being a scaredy cat of tattoos. I'm still being a scaredy cat. But we're getting to that. Stop. He wanted some news. He reports on College World Series news in the kitchen. We go all places that a lot of people won't go. A lot of people won't go there. Okay, so as we kick into the show, right, where would you like to start? Like I feel like I could start cleaning up the situation on Brock Lesnar and get him out of the way, or I could actually just jump right into the height of things on things that went down last night in Oakland, in the Oracle. Where would you like to start? We do have somebody here as well also, but where would you like to start?
Well, Brock Lesnar thing, that's easy. It's a one-fight thing, and he's going back to the WWE. The WWE put out a presser last night saying that, yes, they agree to the fight, but he will be fighting. He will be in a match in August at SummerSlam. So I take it as this is just a one-deal thing because it's a big event. I don't know. But he's got a match against Mark Hunt.
Yep.
Brock is going to get his ass knocked the fuck out. He's
right.
Only going to need one fight. And he's going to go back, you know, make him do this fake shit and everything else.
See, and this is the crazy thing about it, because Mark Hunt does have power in both hands that can knock Brock Lesnar out. But I don't want it to be one of those sloppy, you know, him just over mauling, like laying on this dude and just getting him tired winning a fight like that. But I started laughing because once you already said that they already have him scheduled to be in SummerSlam, it's like, is this just a back and forth venue to venue for him to make money for each network? It's funny. It's funny. And it actually makes me draw questions toward UFC, because UFC with the CM Punk stuff that we touched on yesterday. We touched on this yesterday. And I give Tommy credit on this one, because Tommy brought up, where is CM Punk? And CM Punk is nowhere to be found. And you got Brock Lesnar playing the fence too, both situations, both venues. So it makes you draw a little question toward UFC. Not to say that these dudes can't fight in the UFC. Not to say, like, these dudes ain't weapons or threats and they respect the octagon or whatever they're doing, or ring, however you want to address the situation. But it makes me draw a question. But Mark Hunt, like I said, he's a heavy-handed, heavy-hitter type of guy. If he just stays away from being grabbed by Brock and having Brock kind of, like, weigh him down and get the best of him, I feel like Mark Hunt could be successful. I feel like this can happen. We do have somebody in queue. We have Ignacio in the building. Welcome to the wrap-up. How are you feeling this evening?
Feeling a little better, feeling a little good. I'll hop right into it, I guess. The Brock Lesnar situation is one that is funny when you think about it. As a gentleman who, before he went to SportsCenter and before he was on ESPN, proclaiming he has signed a very lucrative deal with WWE, he is on record on whatever you want to say on video, whatever, in interviews, stating he was running a UFC training camp. He was running a camp to get ready to fight in the UFC. If Dana White had came to him with an offer, whatever, he came to him with however many fights or whatever. But as we all know, Vince McMahon and his money in his pockets were able to get to him first. So this is all very much what it seems to be, what it appears to be. There is no hidden agenda here by anyone. Brock Lesnar, for what it's worth, likes to fight in the UFC, was stricken ill with a disease. We all know about it. We've all read about it. Was forced to step away from the fight game and get healthy. And on his return, decided to go to WWE. I think this is something for him, just to get one fight left for him, make some money. And this is for the UFC and Dana White, who has no giant cash cow available for $200. Another name to throw on the card, to make it that much bigger, to charge that much more money, and just get a little bit more of a payday. So it's very, to me, it's very cut and dry. It's very simple with the Brock Lesnar situation. I'm very sure it was as simple as Dana White asking, "Hey, do you want to fight? We'll pay you some money," and Brock asking Mr. McMahon if he can take the day off or the weekend off, which is something that isn't very big. And a guy who is, and if you know wrestling, if you know at least know a little bit of it, that's a weekly event. every Monday night, starting here soon. It'll be every Monday, Tuesday night live. So those things, he doesn't participate in that very often. He is not a weekly appearance on shows, that being Brock Lesnar. He is not an integral part into most storylines to where he is the will be the treatment or the rhetoric or whatever of the regular wrestler's work week. So for him taking a weekend off in July to go fight, taking eight few weeks off from now until then to get in fighting shape, he can miss or be away from the WWE and make a, you know, quote-unquote triumphant return back to WWE. And not only does it make them money in the end, it also, you know, lets Brock know that Mr. McMahon and the WWE is behind him in any decision he decides to make. So this, to me, is very cut and dry. Whether or not, you know, the outcome is something that he wants or something that, like Tony alluded to, or not Tony, Tommy alluded to, getting, you know, pummeled in the ring, we'll have to see. I'll never count out a professional athlete and something that he does. If he can get back into fighting shape, this is a man who just keeps himself in shape in general. And you know, as Tommy so eloquently put, this fake, you know, stuff that it is, there isn't a lot of wear and tear as it pertains to getting really punched in the head or really kicked in the body. Yeah, you fall. Yeah, you're going to hit the ground. Maybe get hit by, you know, some stairs or something. But there is no real, you know, fighting damage being taken as it takes fighting in UFC events, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times a year. There's not that wear and tear. So this is a guy who's pretty healthy as it pertains to fighting and being, you know, getting your bell rung, so to speak. So to me, this is very cut and dry, and just whoever he – and Mark Hunt, it's just going to be a fight. They'll figure it out. They'll get it done. And it's just something to put one big name who, you know, can draw that crowd, draw that demographic to buy this pay-per-view event.
And the one thing that actually, you know, comes to mind with me is Mark Hunt has basically been in a situation where either, well, more than likely, he's always fighting a heavyweight that's taller than him, and he has to, you know, make his way on throwing that big blow because he's a smaller heavyweight. And going up against Brock, it's kind of tough because, to be honest, the last couple of fights Brock has had in UFC, he's been the one that's been curling up and hiding from, you know, major, you know, drama in that octagon. So it's going to be interesting because Brock is the bigger guy. Mark Hunt is still trying to, you know, make his name bigger. I don't want to say that he doesn't have a big name in UFC. His name is known, but I think – I don't know who will give him more strikes by taking care of business of Brock Lesnar. I think more or less the situation that, you know, Brock Lesnar's name is known, he take care of business. Does he end up going up against a better heavyweight and trying to build off of this? And Mark Hunt is, you know, an older guy too, so how much does he have left in the tank also? Or if Brock wins this fight, does he stay in the UFC? I mean, and just like Tommy said, does he hop back and forth from UFC, go to WWE, put, you know, fight in SummerSlam, come back? It's a circus. Right now, Dana White and Vince McMahon, I call you two the Ringling Brothers. Both of you. Both of you. Tommy, anything else before we get away from it?
Only that there are two big names for UFC 200 already. Didn't even need Brock Lesnar. The only reason I'm even watching is Jones and Cormier. And I'm not even getting it. I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings. If that was the only fight on the card, I'd still watch it. And if I'm Mark Hunt, I'm working his Brock's body. Test his stomach. Test his sides. Because if anyone that watches that fake stuff over there, I've watched WrestleMania, thanks to Nacho. Brock doesn't do much. All he does is pick guys up and throw them around like ragdolls. He doesn't really do a whole lot. I don't know if he's even in shape to even get in the octagon. That is something I'm going to watch. Does he look like Kimbo Slice in that Day Day 500 on that Bellator? Because that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Listen,
I wonder if he's even in shape.
Wait. Don't even bring that fight up in the kitchen at all. Like, please. I got weak. Oh, my God. That had to be, and I'm not even going to lie. I guess I get to say this. Before, like, the big draw of Kimbo got big, I was a big Kimbo Slice fan, watching all those hood DVDs of Kimbo having those backyard fights. I was like, don't nobody want to fight Kimbo, man. I've seen that fight with Kimbo and Dada 5000. I was like, wait, what? Like, both of them look like that? And they said one of, I think it was Dada. I don't think it was Kimbo. They said Dada had, like, heart issues. He was having heart problems in that octagon during that fight. So it was like a part of me felt sorry for him. Like, I was like, you know, if I feel bad, you know, heart situation. But other than that, it was like that had to have been the worst fight I have ever seen in my life. Boxing, wrestling, MMA, kickboxing, K1, whatever. I think Dada got knocked out by a no punch. Like, I don't even think Kimbo touched him at all. It was something. He didn't do anything. That was terrible.
And the funny thing is, Kimbo's got another fight scheduled. I believe it's August. September, October, he's got a fight.
I won't watch it at all. I won't waste my time. Kimbo
failed a drug test, a steroid test. The one fight before the Day Day fight. Well, who was it he fought? Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock and him both failed a steroid test.
Wow. And this is something else about, you know, the sport world, about, you know, the drug use. And I was actually drawing that picture around baseball, how baseball continues to have names just surface here and there about people, you know, using PEDs, steroid use, so on and so forth. And in the fight game, I let alone Anderson Silva's name was thrown around there, Ken Shamrock. I forgot that Ken Shamrock and Kimbo were caught in that same situation during that same night of the fight or whatever. So, but just like you said, I'm not watching that fight. If Kimbo's out there, Kimbo lost me. Kimbo's going to have to literally lay somebody flat to get me to pay attention to him again. Kimbo's getting older. He's not that same guy out there. And everybody's they take care of business out there. They do. But, I don't want to hang my hat too much on this situation. I definitely want to get away from this. You know, I just want to get as much as we could out of that Lesnar situation, because it's funny, it's laughable. I truly hope Hunt can go in there and take care of business and get rid of him, so we can actually finally see Lesnar just finally get away from the sport, just go to WWE, do what he needs to do, because he's getting a ton of money. He's getting a ton of money regardless at the end of the day. Okay. Now, we were just in agreement before the show started, right? Me and my sidekick here. And I was like, Tommy, so your thoughts, don't give me too much, right? I said, don't give me too much. You know, I was like, just a little bit about the game last night in the Oracle out there in Oakland. He said, what game? I was like, the game. You know, the game. He said, what, that massacre? And I just started laughing. And I started laughing so hard, I said, you know what, don't even say nothing. Just save it for this show. So without any further ado, I'm going to get this show started and get you guys ready to start talking about this Game 2 situation in the NBA Finals. Now, before I start passing this around, I'm going first. Now, usually I always let y'all go, and then I go after y'all and kind of, you know, clean up the dishes as best as I can. But I'm going to eat first and let people dive into this one. Now, just yesterday, me and my co-host Tommy B sitting right here during the doggone brunch, and I said, Tommy B, come up with X factors for both sides of the ball. He came up with his X factors. I said, no answer is the right answer. It's all opinionated. I came up with the X factors. The game comes around. I'm like, whoa. I hit Tommy up mid-game. I'm like, Tommy, who did I say for the X factors? He said, Thompson and Draymond, both of these boys were balling at the early portion of the game. Now, this is the crazy part about how to try and deal with the storm of the Warriors, and how I truly feel bad in saying this. I really feel real bad in saying this. How Cleveland does not have offense at all. And Tyronn Lue, I feel sorry in calling you out like this. What are you guys doing in the shoot-around? What are you guys doing in practice? What was going on in the Eastern Conference when you were slapping Atlanta around and taking care of business in the Eastern Conference, beating up on Toronto and blowing them off the doors? Like, do you guys really need to be in Ohio to play good basketball? Do you really need to just play in the Eastern Conference to look like a powerhouse in the NBA? Because their offense looks lost. Nobody can score. And you guys are really trying to go shot for shot with Golden State, and they're the best shooting team in the NBA. Why is everybody doing that, including the Oklahoma City Thunder? The Thunder trying to do it too. Why are you guys trying to shoot the ball back and forth with these guys, and they are made to shoot? This is the first time that you are going to see a championship won off of offense. People say defense wins championships. I know Bogey had like 4 or 5 blocks early in the game, and they were influential blocks at the beginning of the game. I don't want to take anything away from Andy Feathers in the paint. He got a few blocks on Tristan. He got some on LeBron at the rim as well. Help defense is great. I was always taught that. Help defense is great. He was doing a great job helping protect the rim, and they were off and running. But stop. None of you guys are hitting shots. Where is J.R. Smith? J.R. Smith was smoking. I mean, he was hitting shots against Korver. Everybody that was trying to defend him, they couldn't deal with J.R. Now J.R. can't find the rim at all. At all. Kyrie, it seems like they're timid to shoot. Then Kevin Love gets busted in the back of the head. It's like, okay, that could have been a critical elbow. That could have. But he did say it's a concussion, so I respect it. But now, do you miss time now in the NBA Finals, or do you push yourself to play? Do you push yourself to play? Soon as they took Tristan Thompson out of the game in that first quarter, everything went downhill. The game was over. It was over. Golden State took the game. It was nothing else they could do. They couldn't do nothing else. Soon they brought Tristan Thompson back in the game, but nothing else they could do. Now, this is literally what I see with the Cleveland Cavaliers and what they're trying to do to get back into the game or back into the series or whatever they need to call the situation is give LeBron the ball. Dribble drive, hopefully he can finish at the rim. If the shooters are still in the corner, he can kick to them. It should be wide open because everybody's collapsing on LeBron. Well, LeBron is turning the ball over. LeBron can't do everything by himself. And they call me timeless in the kitchen. I know, they call me timeless. But Father Time is not playing with nobody. LeBron is getting old. I'm not saying he's getting tired. He may be wearing down. I don't want to call him out like that. I don't feel like it's my place to say LeBron's getting more out, you know what I'm saying? But he's getting older. He can't continue to do this every game to try and be superhero LeBron from 2007 and then keep trying to will his team to win. Somebody got to step up. Somebody. I know Tristan was doing it early. Once he took him out, it was over. But I want to see how you guys feel around the kitchen. We do have a caller in queue. Before we get the caller in, I want to see how you guys feel about how this game went down. Tommy, I'll go to you first. Your thoughts on game two. At least my X-Factors held me down. Tristan Thompson came to play. And Draymond was the player of the game. He 30-point. Come on, I mean, he scored 28, but I give him 30. Like, 30-point night? A 30-point night? I didn't think he was going to have that type of night. But I knew he would be the X-Factor. But your thoughts, Tommy, before we start to throw this one around the kitchen.
Wow. Where do I start with this massive one? Do I go with LeBron being lazy on defense? And yes, LeBron was lazy on defense. There were 4 plays where his guy was out in the 3-point line and just busted threes while LeBron was standing in the paint. Then he stands there and ball goes down and he looks around at everybody else, the other 4 on the floor. Or do I hit his reactions when he's sitting on the bench? Like I put on yesterday on the show, the brunch. This was just, I really think Cleveland could be done. They're done. And Golden State's on a mission to show that last year was not a fluke. That you all,
Tommy, hold on. Let me ask you this. As you said they're done, do you think the brooms are out?
Cleveland probably get one. I mean, LeBron's not going to get swept. He'll get at least one. But that's about it.
What if they get swept?
If they get swept, I would be surprised if major changes not done in Cleveland. LeBron could leave, or he gets people in there that he wants in there, or however you want to say it. If they get swept, there will be major changes this summer. Watch.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but I think this is over. I don't think Cleveland has a shot in hell to put them off as four. A shot in hell. The only one that I seen have energy for this series was LeBron James and Tristan Thompson. I didn't see anybody else come to this series to play. Nobody. Richard Jefferson a little bit. And I feel bad to even put Richard Jefferson older than me. And he out there balling, like trying, like stop. It got to the point where the white flag was waved and they put James Jones in the game. Yes, besides LeBron, James Jones is the only other player to be in six straight NBA finals. Right, because he's been with LeBron since Miami. Yes.
Where James Jones get a school at?
Do you? He's a king.
Thank you. He's a Miami Hurricane.
Yeah, but he's riding the bench, too. He is not playing at all right now. If he could come in here and launch some threes like he's supposed to, then it'd be a different ballgame. But he's at the end of the bench. He's like the reverse victory cigar or the victory cigar. They're up by 30. He'll come in the game, however you look at it. But there's no offensive presence whatsoever from Cleveland. And right now, everybody on Golden State has confidence. As soon as Draymond started knocking down shots, Barbosa started coming in there. They even brought the kid Clark in there. Clark started playing well, like, end of the game when the white flag was being waved. I feel like this can completely be over. This may be over in four. I don't know how much of a presence that crowd in Ohio plays. Let's be honest. Cleveland is on a 5-game losing streak to Golden State. They have not beaten them in Ohio. So what could the fans in the queue do? What's that going to do? I don't know. They lost three straight last year. How did it go down? They lost three straight last year. Then they got this is bigger than five. This is bigger than five because they lost the two in the regular season. They're on a 5-game finals losing streak. They lost both games. They're on a 7-game losing streak, right? They lost both games in the regular season. I don't know what the fans in the queue can do. That was Eastern Conference ball when it worked out like that. It was different. With Steph in foul trouble, Steph in foul trouble, I would have been like this. As soon as Steph got that fourth foul, whenever on the dead ball, Tyronn Lue, I'd have been like, timeout. Whoever with Steph was, we need to attack. We need to go at these dudes no matter what. They didn't even try. There was no effort. It was all watching LeBron. Everybody sat with their hands on their waist and just hoping LeBron could will them to win. I feel terrible for the state of what Cleveland is looking like right now.
They were getting out rebounded.
Everything. Even Scottie Pippen came out and made a statement and said they need to start Mozgov just so he could deal with Bogut. And it's like Mozgov has been sitting the bench the entire playoffs, not just the finals. He has not been out there since round one up against the Pistons. He wasn't even playing then. So why put him out there now? Okay, so let's get people involved. Hold on, Tommy. We got a lot of people here. I got people in queue lined up. I got people lined up now, too. Hands raised. Okay, so Nacho, I'll let you go first. And we got people behind you. I got two people sitting there waiting. So your thoughts on at least Game two, I don't know if you want to get into the status of the entire series. Do you think this is over in four? Do you think Cleveland could go back to the queue and get a win or two? Your thoughts. I'll let you mix it up here at the wrap-up.
You know, the game itself was a laughing disgrace. This is something that was built up to be a finals, but we had three healthy players that were not healthy for the Cavaliers last year, and we were supposed to see a different type of Cavaliers team. Again, I still see the same one. The only thing that's missing is Kyrie still healthy. We got a limping, fragile, fragile Mr. Kevin Love over there getting baby tapped in the back of the head and you know, whatever, having to walk off the court and not be able to play. It's not like he was doing much anyway, but still, at that time, you got to be able to, you know, at least do something to get through that. It just didn't seem all right to me. This is a guy who's quintessentially injured at every inopportune moment in every series that could possibly be huge for his team. The overall series, though, I'm not going to call it a sweep. I think they have the role players in Cleveland, and we all know one thing about role players is at home is when they thrive. In the playoffs, at home is definitely when a role player or two can show up, and we saw that multiple times last year with this Cleveland team. I think one game at home is not infeasible. I think I don't want to say overestimate, but what Golden State is able to do in their own home court is something that's just ridiculous, unmatched. And when they get hot, as we can see 33 last night. Sorry, guys, it got a little windy out here. But the thing about the game three or possibly game four in Cleveland, I believe Mozgov with a healthy Kyrie and LeBron coming through at home, I believe they'll be able to pull one of those games out and at least make it come back for game five. And then, of course, that you know the Warriors would be more than happy to pop champagne and have it smell like champagne in their locker room next year instead of throwing jabs at Cleveland again. So I think this would be a definite five-game series to me. It doesn't look too good. But again, I think when all goes right for anyone, for Golden State, and then all goes wrong for the opposing team, we get what we saw in game two, which is just a manhandling against a team that's not that bad. I mean, Cleveland isn't as bad as the Warriors made them out to be, 33-point losses in the finals. They just got work in Golden State, and it was working for those guys and Draymond Green and everyone else. And Draymond won 3 fives. And again, it was just everything was going right for Golden State and everything was going wrong for Cleveland. And in that home in Golden State, it definitely falls into the 30-point range once that happens. I think they'll get one in Cleveland. The big thing is to me, their offense for like you said, for Cleveland, it needs to show up. Wherever it comes from, however it gets there, you know, it needs to show up in games three or four because they can't expect to, you know, hold Golden State to a low amount and make this a defensive matchup. Golden State's going to get theirs regardless, as we can see.
Okay, and before I start to let people in the kitchen, because I got people sitting there, like, letting me know they want in the kitchen right now. Like, they are pressing the button at will to get in here, so... Before I do this, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to actually entice them a little bit and get you guys started after they say what they need to say. What if LeBron gets swept again, though? This will be the second time LeBron gets swept in an NBA final. Now, the first time was, 9 years ago with this Cleveland Cavalier organization, but he had nobody around him. Like, he had players on the roster. But he had nobody around him, no significant names. Now he has significant names. They're healthy. Their storm was built up. Oh, Kyrie's having an excellent offseason. I mean, postseason. Kevin Love was hit or missing a couple games, but when he played well, he was enormous for them. J.R. Smith played phenomenal up until this point. What will be the storyline? Now, you had Jerry West come out with this saying, oh, if you base everything off a LeBron James NBA Finals record, this is ridiculous. If he loses this one, he's 2-5. How is that ridiculous? I don't understand how that's ridiculous, especially the way that they looked last night, especially even with LeBron even saying that he looked bad last night. LeBron even said he looked bad last night. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm going to get people in this kitchen. Keep this kitchen up. And they may feel different for me, but that's what I'm here to bring heat. I put food on the table. I hope they are ready to eat. Now, Sports City, I'm glad to let this guy in the kitchen. I haven't seen him in the kitchen in quite some time. I have somebody that Memorial Day just went past, people, and this is my little brother. He's a soldier in the United States service. I got Logan in the building. He's a cane at that, too, so... He's from Florida, so take it easy. But Logan, welcome to the Wrap Up. How are you feeling this evening?
How's it going, man? I'm all right. Exhausted.
Okay, so your thoughts on everything that you heard thus far?
Well, I mean, I understand what people are saying about LeBron. He did have 7 turnovers. However, this dude's averaging 21 points. 10 rebounds, 9 assists, and 3 steals per game, even though there's only been 2 games played. However, you look at other key players on the on the Cavaliers, and you got J.R. Smith, who has had, like, total 8 points through the first 2 games. And you got friggin' Kyrie Irving doing 33% shooting for the series. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Basketball, I'm sure you guys know this, is a team effort game. And I don't understand why people always got to point the finger at LeBron. Unless somebody can back that up there, looking statistically, I want to know why all I heard was LeBron this, LeBron that, when you got J.R. Smith doing what he did last June, and then you got Kyrie Irving shooting like garbage, and also having an assist-to-turnover ratio 5-6. So somebody please explain to me.
Well, I'm going to help you out. Look, I'm going to help you out. I don't think we're pointing a finger at LeBron. I think it's more of a situation of who's going to step up and fill that void. I'm with you. Listen, how did it start out? They played Detroit. Out of game one, where Detroit was close, when Reggie Jackson pulled that bump, he bumped the referee, went straight downhill. Detroit didn't see the daylight. I think everything got started for Cleveland. Then Cleveland kind of was watching from afar to see what Golden State was doing. Golden State had a game where they hit 23s in a postseason game. They came out and hit 21 threes. Then they hit like 25 or 28 threes. It was like, y'all kind of going back and forth with Golden State. Where has this offense gone? Where is this offense going? I'm trying to look past LeBron, but LeBron is a part of this team. I really look at it as LeBron and the Cavaliers. I don't even look at it as the Cavaliers. Because it was literally last night, it was LeBron. Nobody else wanted to do anything, not even Kyrie Irving. It looks like they are being rushed to run their offense then instead of running their stuff. Golden State is not a defensive juggernaut, people. I want people to know that. As in paint defense, they are number 32 in the league, number 32, and Bogut had 5 blocks in the first half. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1-on-5. Everybody get into the lane, help defense, block, run the other way. And then they're trying to go shot for shot with the best shooting team in the NBA. It's laughable. So I'm not fully pointing this picture or the finger at LeBron. I'm trying to get it past LeBron. It's funny that LeBron is attached to this situation, and they are potentially in a situation where I'm going to admit I'm going to sit right here in this kitchen right now. The way they looked last night, Cleveland's getting swept. I'll be by myself.
No, I don't need to get swept.
They're getting swept.
Hold on, Logan.
Before I start passing it around, I got more people lined up in the kitchen too now too. What do you see can happen differently with this roster? I'm talking about Cleveland offensively. Listen, in these playoffs right now, they're averaging like 80 points a game. They scored 77 damn points last night. 77 in the NBA final. What do you see can happen different in Cleveland?
Well, yeah, that's true, but besides Golden State's defense, which, like you said, is, what, 32 in the league?
Number 32 in the paint, yes.
Right. So Cleveland's shooting average is like 37% in the series right now. I think if friggin' the team as a whole shows up and Tristan Thompson scored more than 8 points and 5 freaking rebounds in game two, I think that they'll at least get one win regardless, honestly. I don't see them getting swept, but I do think it's definitely going to be Warriors in game five.
We have to remember when we're looking at this Eastern Conference and those out of those four teams that were left outside of Cleveland, we thought everyone would get swept. The way Cleveland handled the Atlanta Hawks, the way the Cleveland handled the Toronto Raptors, along with sweeping the Detroit Pistons, we didn't expect them to come into this finals and be this poor on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The ones of us that were over here screaming, wait a minute, this is something they do against Atlanta. This is the Eastern Conference to calm our horses before we crown these guys as being that dominant team in the playoffs. Again, we're sitting here looking at a Cleveland team that just ran through a very weak East team that if Toronto, Miami, Atlanta were to make it through and be in this finals right now, there would be no one questioning a Golden State sweep. But because it's Cleveland, we had higher expectations the way they ran through the Eastern Conference. So it's just, I think a lot of it more has to do with how weak the East is and the fact that when they were up there doing all those jump shots against the Atlanta Hawks, they were wide open jump shots, they were uncontested, and it wasn't hands in your faces. And we're seeing now guys in their face, up in their chest, Bogut, you know, jumping out the gym, so to speak, but they're playing at a different level than what the Cleveland Cavaliers have even faced in this playoff run that they've been on up until now. So I think the more shocking thing is that we even would have expected this from anyone else in the East but Cleveland. So it's just a little bit more offsetting, especially when the plus minus is 48 and we're only two games in.
Here goes the icing on the cake before I let more people in the kitchen because I think I got smoke out of this kitchen. It's getting smoky in here. I know they smell what I'm cooking right now. This is why I think or feel that they're going to get swept. Steph Curry has not had a blown-out game yet. Like, he has not gone off yet. He scored 11 points in his first game. He scored 17 last night and was on the bench a lot of the time last night. He sat majority of the second half. Majority of the second half. Hell, portion of the first half, because he was in foul trouble in the first half. When Steve Kerr looked at him, when he got that fourth foul, Steve Kerr looked at him, Steph dropped his head because he knew he had to come out because he was in foul trouble. And Golden State took off without the MVP. Steph ain't even had one of them 6 3-pointer nights yet. Who, Kyrie gonna beat him? Who, J.R. Smith gonna beat him? Like, come on, he didn't even have that game yet. That didn't even happen yet. watch. We'll see. I got people here. Calling in from the New York region. I have Brown in the building. Welcome to the wrap-up. How are you feeling this evening?
Once again, Messiah got to come in here and clear out the kitchen. What we should be talking about is the only way LeBron's going to come back if he gets that shorty who was in the blue top and the yellow dress that was eye-gouging the hell out of Curry last night and blackmail Stephen Curry. That's the only way. He's got to disrupt his personal life. He's going to have to pull the Vince McMahon. He needs to find – we already got her name, by the way. I'm not going to shout her out. We did the investigation. We had to make sure it wasn't a tranny. But go back. Check the tapes. I called it last Thursday. Right now, you're dealing with a champ. And we thought – this is what we thought. We thought LeBron had this figured out. LeBron wasn't even paying attention to the East. He knew it was about the West. And for J.R. Smith to come out after the game and say they wanted it more, that's when you're waving a white flag. I haven't seen a LeBron team defeated this bad when he couldn't figure out how to beat the Celtics. And this is only after two games. His engine is not the same. He'll explode for 3-4 possessions, LeBron. He'll bully ball when he starts getting offensive call. Why? Because he's not elusive. That's always been the difference between him and Kobe. He's not elusive. And all I'm looking at is max money for love, Kyrie, all these pieces. And plus, people say it's about LeBron. Yes, he's the one that said he was coming home. He got rid of his coach. He made sure Tristan Thompson got his money. Shump got his money. He's giving out Dr. Dre beats after game one with these little lines of motivation. If I was him, I'm taking back them head beats. I'm taking back all the Dr. Dre beats after that. Okay, everyone's handing them in. Hand those in. Obviously, y'all clearly missed the message. It's like they played a seven-game series when the Warriors did. The Warriors already had to dig deep, and they haven't cooled off. Right now, they're like a boxer. They have a different level, and LeBron and them are still trying to, oh, it's the early rounds. We're going to fill it out. And these guys are already hitting them on the chin. And every game is the same. After the first quarter, the fact that they held them to 19, 20 points and the Cavs did not have 30 points, you already knew they was in trouble. And, yes, everyone said it right. In the first few rounds, the shooters was open. Shannon Fry was looking like Ray Allen. And he's been, like Jay-Z said, expose you to the folks that don't know you. He's been exposed. So that's what's going on. So now LeBron's figuring. LeBron's doing GM moves. When he sits on the bench like that, he's becoming, he's the coach. He's the GM. He put this together. And J.R. Smith, I've been told y'all, stop it. That kid's a one-trick pony. Stop it.
Okay. So we do have people in queue. I'm telling you, they saw what's going on. Well. I got Mr. Suggs in the building. Welcome to the wrap. Welcome back.
I'm good, man. How's everybody?
All right.
Look, Ty, I'm confused, man. I'm confused about something. I'm hoping that you guys can help me out. The Golden State Warriors won 73 games this year.
Right.
They only lost, what, two home games, am I correct? Two or three?
Two in the regular season and one in the postseason.
Okay, cool. So, in other words, they're very good at home. What's everybody bugging about? The really good basketball team won two home games. That's what's supposed to happen. If you get lucky and get one, you get one. But to come on the road to probably the best home crowd in the NBA, front runners or not, they're the best home crowd in the NBA now. They've actually been like that for years. And lose two games to the best team in the league, it happens. Now you go back to Cleveland and you represent your home court. And if they win those two games there, the whole thing, everybody jumps right back on the LeBron bandwagon. So right now, there's nothing crazy happening. A really good team won two home games. That's what really good teams do. That's what they're supposed to do. What don't they supposed to lose a game? They're not
supposed
to lose.
Yeah, but then you go back home, you lose. Then you go back to Golden State and you get embarrassed again. So either way,
there's potential for that to happen.
Back and forth, Golden State still go win it.
Okay, then you lose in seven. It's a respectable series. Right now it's 0-2. They lost two road games to the best team in the league. All right. I mean, okay. So, I mean, okay, you lost two road games. Now go back to Cleveland and win those two games. That's their job. Now they lose game three. You can box that up. Golden State ain't losing the four games in a row. But I'm just saying, in general, the safe face and all that, LeBron and them shouldn't be embarrassed. I mean, well, a little bit. Last night was kind of embarrassing. But overall, I mean, it happens. Golden State been kicking everybody's ass all year long, really for 2 years. So that's not crazy. All right, cool, whatever. Go back to Cleveland, win 3 and 4. And a whole new series again. Yeah, you might get blown out of 5. Then win 6. And then you never know what happens in the game 7. I'm saying, the season's not over, man. I mean, golly, you go 0-2 to the best team in the league. They lost 2 to Atlanta, then that's something you go crazy about. They lost 2 to Detroit, you go, oh, my God, they lost 2 in Detroit. They lost 2 in Golden State. Everyone loses to Golden State the whole year.
Okay. Now hold on. Before you get on this soapbox and start going crazy, I'm back in the kitchen cooking. Now here we go. Steph ain't go off yet. You know that, right?
That's true.
Steph is comfortable in Cleveland too. You know that, right? Because last year he was giving Donovan Dover the best. And Donovan Dover is a better. Listen, Donovan Dover is a better on the ball defender at the point guard position. Because you know JR and Kyrie don't play no defense. We know that. Even if they had a gun to the entire Irving and the Smith family, they would not play defense. They won't have.
Donovan Dover is not better at anything having to do with basketball than Kyrie Irving. He's just more interested in it.
I'm saying defensively.
Me too. I'm hearing you, and I'm saying if Kyrie really wanted to, he would be a defender too. He's not interested. Neither is JR. Those two guys both came up being the best high school players in the world, and they're not interested.
Right. Okay. If he's not interested, then he's going to lose. Swept. Why? What are you telling me? If they're going to be in Cleveland, and you're starting – hold on. Your all-star MVP guard and Kyrie Irving can't play defense on the unanimous MVP. You're going home. All four games. Just like you said, LeBron's not elusive. LeBron's getting older. LeBron's getting tired. LeBron will get triple doubles last year in the NBA Finals. How many people want to hear LeBron's name? How much? Somebody got to help him. Somebody. Tell me that you just got $110 million. $110. Tristan Thompson, just like I said, I said this on the show yesterday before the game. I said, Tommy, if they want to get this done, the X Factor is going to be Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson came into that game, it was like he listened to the entire show and was balling. Maybe you know Tyronn Lue made the switch, it was over. They tried to put him back in the game, he was lost cause. It was lost cause. The game passed him by. His force was him dominating the boards, getting things done early. Logan said, he had an 8-5 night, and that was all in the first quarter. That happened in the first quarter. All of that happened in the first quarter. Took him out at the wrong time. At the wrong time.
Bottom line, it's a best of seven.
It ain't no best of seven. It's a best of four.
Now it's a best of four.
Listen.
But it's not over here.
Listen, what offense do you see being created by this Cavalier team that's going to be different in Ohio?
I saw a Cavaliers team that played an excellent first quarter last night and a really good third quarter in game one. Now, you need more than one quarter to win a game. I think that comes together when you get back to the crib. I just don't see this team losing. I don't see this team losing despite Curry not having a great game and Klay not having a good game one. I still don't see LeBron James team getting swept. And please don't tell me about 2007 and when he was freaking 22 and they lost to the Spurs. I don't see a LeBron James team losing four straight games in the playoffs in the finals. I just don't see it. Now he gets to go home and play two games, sleep in his bed and play two games. There's no way to beat him two times in a row at the crib. Not even two. And if there's a five-game series, the hell with it then. But don't tell me that they're going to get swept back-to-back nights at the house. It's just not going to happen. He's too good of a player.
I'm gonna tell you like that. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna remind you back when we was kids. You remember when we used to watch Disney and remember when Mickey Mouse was in the boat and the boat had one leak and then he put his finger in one leak and then another leak sprung. He put his finger in
another leak.
That's what Gravity look like. You try to top Steph. Here comes Clay. You try to top Steph. Look at Draymond go for 30. Draymond went for 30 last night. Draymond Green went for 30 points last night. And this is after he was kicking dudes in the nuts and doing all kinds of dirty stuff. This dude is back. Then you look at their bench. Barbosa got speed. Who's going to keep up with him off of their bench? You got to deal with Iguodala coming up the bench. You got to deal with Harrison Barnes in the corner. Everybody on that team got confidence right now.
Everything they got from Barbosa and the rest and Livingston, with all due respect, because I actually like him. They got that for those guys. They got home cooking, good energy. I'm at the crib. The crowd got me hyped stuff. Those two guys and most of the other guys off the bench, not Harrison Barnes, some of the bench guys, they're not going off like that in Cleveland. They're not going off like that. So unless Curry wakes up or Klay does what he just did, Cleveland should be in the advantage where you're at the crib, LeBron's going to be hyped, everybody else in Cleveland just has to contribute. We ain't got nothing from Kevin Love yet. Nothing. And forget this concussion garbage. We got nothing from him. Nothing from JR. And Tristan, for the most part, he's hustling. He's doing what he has to do. But Tyree, he had a decent game, too, but you really can't count that because of how bad he shot, 33%. So Cleveland hasn't even given everybody all their guns yet. I think you're going to see a real Cleveland Cavaliers team on game three and four, for that matter. I don't care if they win by a point. They just need to win.
Let me be optimistic for you. Let me help you be optimistic in this sense, right? I'm going to do this like this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you believe more in? The guys that you just said were non-factors in the first two, like Kyrie, Tristan, Kevin Love, insert player here on the Cavaliers roster, whichever one you want to put in there, Richard Jefferson, whoever you want to put in there, or do you want to weigh this on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson waking up because they haven't had that game yet?
in Cleveland, I want to put my money on Kyrie Irving and LeBron having a bigger night than they had last night.
I won't give particular numbers.
Are we talking basketball? Are we talking, oh, this guy's got an award? No, neither one of those guys are better than Kyrie Irving if you just want to play basketball. But, of course, Curry's the MVP. Granted, whatever, that's cool. But any given Sunday, Kyrie Irving lights you up just like those guys. He just hasn't done it yet in this series. But he can. The ability is there. You can't say it for everybody. You can't say, oh, Sean Livingston will give you 50. No, he won't. Kyrie did give you 50.
I didn't say that.
I know, I'm just saying.
So if Kyrie's giving 50, what is LeBron doing?
He's facilitating. He's a triple-double.
LeBron can't stand there and watch him shoot. It's like him, it's like watching him and Irv on the court. It's like they never played together. It's like watching the Heat the first year almost. So they haven't worked it out yet.
It's time now, man. We can't have the LeBron with his head down going to the driving and getting travel calls thing, you know. Mind you, those calls won't be called in Cleveland. All this, it's time to let some of these other guys grow up, man. LeBron can't take all these shots and be stuck in that position where he's taking threes. That's not even his game. Two of them was air balls. That's not his game. It's time for
this alludes to what Stephen A. Smith said, and everyone was getting on his hairline, but if you ignore his hairline, it's kind of true. You take that Kobe 08 and throw him on his Cleveland team, it's a different story.
With
it's
LeBron,
a different story. I'm sorry. We thought the kids figured it out. They went coasting through the East Con, and now they ran into a real. It's like watching a boxer go 30-0 until they fight another champion, and you clearly see the difference in the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, but the fight's not over, is what I'm saying.
These dudes got a glass chin. J.R. Smith, glass chin. Shannon Frye, 1 point in two games. They're not even playing him.
Guys, you just said Shannon Frye.
Exactly. That's what they were calling Ray Allen all the way up to this point. He was the steal. He was the move of the training deadline. Now, like Jay-Z said, see you in the streets. I don't see none of that. Damn, Playboy, where the three-point shots at? Come on.
Before the postseason, nobody even knew who Shannon Frye was. So let's stop putting too much pressure on Shannon Frye.
But it worked. When you saw LeBron driving and kicking, now though the Eastern Conference wasn't covering because they wasn't used to this, you're playing against a Western Conference team that's used to running and scrambling. If you watch how they're scrambling and getting deflections, and LeBron don't have that extra gear he used to have when he was a baby. So this is where we thought Irving was going to break down his man and go off. And that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened. JR, yes. I don't know maybe he was too busy focused on Shorty in the Blue, which I keep telling Tyrone we need to talk about more. I don't know. He's in one of his little purple haze moments where he just, that's
just
what
he
does.
But that is JR, though.
Iman Shumpert, where's he at?
The
they gave him 45 mil. He's got to do hairstyle. He's posting baby pictures. Where your ass at? Do I got to start going in future wives now? Where your ass at when the finals jumping on? Where you at?
You guys are naming sporadic players.
But these are the guys he dished out money to. These are the money he made Gilbert pay for before he got his two-year deal. So LeBron orchestrated this.
Everything changes. They're blowing his teeth. I guarantee you there will be major changes after this series.
This isn't football, man.
These contracts are
guaranteed, man.
Or LeBron will leave and go back down to South Beach with Wade.
He ain't got it. This ain't wrestling. He can't just join the NWO again. He can't switch like that. It's not about having it in him. You can't do that. He's a free man, but he can't do that.
I
want him to do
it
so Dan Gilbert can write another letter. That would be hilarious. If you thought the first letter was Issa status, he damn near called LeBron a boy.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Patrick,
matter of fact, yeah, LeBron, leave again. I want to see Dan Gilbert tweet again.
They might be doing roots regeneration again after his letter.
He damn near called a boy in that last letter.
Damn near did. He's
smarter than that, but there's this thing where he overthinks too much. You know what I'm saying? And we needed that LeBron game six versus the Celtics when it looked like the Heat wasn't going to make the finals. We need that dude to show up. And I thought that was going to happen. It's like watching your favorite boxer I'm defining age, and he starts fading down the stretch. And I don't know what it is he's waiting for. To where Iguodala shouldn't be able to man you up one-on-one with help from Draymond Green. And they're going small ball, too. You know that they played a lot of small ball, both teams. Well, you're playing right into the Golden State hand.
That's what I said. Forget that small ball garbage. They need to go back to what they did last year. Miles, Golf, Tristan, get big again. Because it's too late to be trying that three-point shooting shit that worked against. I was at game 3 or 4 in Atlanta. The Hawks were leaving those guys wide open. Kevin Fry is a good shooter. He's a good professional basketball shooter. But let's keep it funky, man. This guy is not nice like that. He's okay, and he's a good guy. That's why he stayed in the league 13 years. But the real talk is he's never averaged more than 12 points a game in the NBA. I think it was like once he got close. He left them wide open. The guy was killing them. JR was wide open. Golden State is not doing that. They're not doing that even for fun. They're not doing it. They're not leaving nobody open. So forget that. Bully ball time. Let's go back to what we had last year. Get big, rebound, and make layups. Stop shooting threes. It worked for Atlanta and Detroit. This ain't Atlanta and Detroit. It's the best team in the league.
And now we're going back to LeBron on the block, where if he can't stick his form out to push you out the way, it's back to that. Remember, everyone was getting on him about having a post game.
Yeah,
and when he hit the critics, he'll do it for a little position, but he doesn't finish. He's been in the league 10, 11 years. Michael, at this certain point, he doesn't have that go-to move.
13 years.
I'll put that on the grill right now. What is LeBron's go-to move right now on the grill at this stage of his career?
Head down to the right.
Right, exactly.
Head down, going right,
You look at Jordan at this time, Kobe at time. They all got the fadeaway mid-range game going. He still hasn't. Even Magic jumps at a certain point, had this hook shot or the three to back you up. LeBron is still putting his head down, and he doesn't have that extra gear.
That's true.
So I like the way that this is cooking. Am I alone calling a sweep?
Yes.
Yes, I think they get at least one.
No, I can't deal with a sweep. The Yankees are sucking right now. The Mets, no. I'm not ready to deal with New York sports teams. No, I can't deal with a sweep. So, yes, I'm pulling for LeBron. I need him to stretch this out. I can't. I'm watching the Yankees getting slapped around right now in the second inning by the Angels. I can't.
Good
so, no. I'm not ready to stretch this out. Watch another draft where the Knicks don't have picks. And watch it, Jeff Hornacek talk about running the triangle offense. I'm not ready for that.
Oh, for real?
I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for
that. Man. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Tell me Phil Jackson called my jacket. Just tell me he called him.
I'm not.
Tell
You're not going to do this to me. LeBron is going to get his shit together so I don't have to watch another Carmelo Ghostbuster commercial during the finals. Like, what the hell are you doing? But really? A Ghostbuster commercial during the finals?
Get your money, man. Shit.
Get your money. What are you, brown paper bag boy? Get your money. We passed that stage. Get some wins.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Kobe Bryant don't play no more. I'm talking about Kobe Bryant.
Kobe's different. He's been in how many finals? Carmelo is probably the freshest 32-year-old in the league.
No. Kobe can do it. Kobe's a football game.
Guys,
Kobe,
realistic. Carmelo ain't winning that.
No, Carmelo's
not winning that.
That's another discussion. I mean, we could get there, but
it ain't worth
it. I know. There's a song out, and it's called "It's Going Down in the DM." It is going down in Ohio. Believe me. Listen, let me tell you something. I want y'all to help me now. Where did Golden State pop their bottles at last year? Please help me.
Cleveland.
Why can't they do it again? Why?
Nobody's saying they can't.
You forget one thing. I'll settle this for you right now. You know why? Because the champ's here, in the words of Ali, the champ is here. You're talking to a champion now. The champ. They've been down this road. They stared down a 3-1 hole and came roaring back. It's like dealing with the Rockets when they back-to-back, when they came back against the Suns down 3-1. Once you get that ball rolling, you finish. No one thought they was going to sweep the Magics with a young Shaq and Penny. We just thought LeBron was mentally tougher than that. And now you see cracks in the armor. He put these guys to bed. He put this team together. He didn't want to resign until all his pieces was brought back. You know who he's missing, right? Maybe a young wing player, another young wing player like Golden State has, like maybe a Wiggins that could chase these guys on the perimeter and slash.
Let me ask this real quick to everybody, then, to make sure I'm okay. We're saying we don't have enough faith in LeBron James as a leader in the basketball player that he will not, his team rather, will not win two more basketball games, at least two more basketball games. We're saying
no.
That's impossible. That's not going
to
happen.
No, they will, and they have to. I'm not dealing with, no, I ain't dealing for the,
no,
for the NBA team to be over this week.
I know what you,
no,
I know what you want,
to.
But I'm saying, I know what you want, but I'm saying that's not believable that LeBron James is that special of a talent that he can't drive
right,
these guys to two more wins.
Donnell, I'm going to tell you like this. Look at this.
I can't say that.
Donnell, listen. Donnell, I'm going to tell you exactly what Messiah just said, and it's like perfect to a T. LeBron can't keep going to the lane like that. He got about four of them in him, and then he's tired. He got caught traveling twice in the paint trying to do that. Twice. They collapsed on that.
And he could have got caught like three more times.
Right, exactly. LeBron, look, how do you see LeBron fall? And look around like, yo, what's going on? He had that face like, yo, like, somebody help me get up off the floor. Somebody help me. So, LeBron, he can't do that no more. He can't. Not even that he can't, like physically, like, he's wearing himself out doing that. This is the second year. Hold on, Donnell. Last year he was younger, and he was tired. He was tired. He was physically drained on that bench last year. Last year, he was sitting on that sideline looking wet, like tired. And you need to tell me he got a year older and he's going to do it again with a bunch of dudes that don't want to blow? Nobody even been here. This is Kevin Love's first rodeo, really. This is really Kevin Love's first rodeo. He was Kyrie Irving like 1.5 first rodeo. Like none of these dudes have been here. None of them.
That's true.
And this is what adds to the legacy of D-Wade. Go back to that first Heat series with the Mavericks. Remember that game 4. D-Wade is having one of those flash games. He's killing. LeBron is being guarded by Jason Kidd at the top of the key. I remember this play like it's clear as day. Kidd backs off and dares LeBron to shoot. LeBron shoots a three, break, starts to break. D-Wade is screaming at LeBron in the huddle. Took his soul. LeBron wasn't the same after that in that series. And D-Wade was having one of them games where he was going off for 35. They couldn't stop him. And that's where you could saw where that's when, you know, mentally he kind of couldn't figure out he checked out. I'm not saying LeBron has mentally checked out. He just can't Professor X his guys. He thought he had more mind control over these guys than he don't. And right now, the Warriors are just running laps around him without pressure. And we said this on Thursday last show. How are the Cavs going to handle when the Warriors make that run? We thought the run was going to be from Curry and Thompson. No, the run's from Barboza, Livingston, mid-range game, slash and jump in the passing game, Green. These guys have not even – they haven't started yet. So going back to Cleveland is not going to really solve anything unless there's something in the rims we don't know about or if the Warriors stop – covering them. They're not doubling LeBron, if you haven't noticed. LeBron whole thing,
right.
Get on the block, look for the double team, hit the shooters. They're not doubling LeBron.
This is exactly the scenario I'm setting up. Like I said, I feel it's over at 4. This is no time for Golden State to watch Cleveland try to get motivated or try to get their ball rolling. And knowing that this is championship time. And just last year, in that same locker room in Quicken's Loans Arena, in the queue, they were popping bottles in that locker room. What if deja vu repeated itself? You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at. You haven't even seen Steph go off yet. Steph ain't even go off yet. I don't care how loud the people in Cleveland want to yell. They can yell as loud as they want to. I don't think it'll motivate Cleveland for a quarter and a half. And then you'll see. Golden State get back to that basketball game that they've been playing this far along. I think the Thunder woke up a beast. If the Thunder would have did that quietly, got the game four and tried to sneak out of that thing quietly, it would have been a different situation. But knowing that they were up that high, Golden State was like, listen, man, we can't afford to be in this situation again. We cannot afford to see elimination again. They can't. I feel like this is it. They won by 33 against Cleveland with the junk players playing more than 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. The bottom of the bench for Golden State was playing more than 10 minutes, in the fourth quarter, and they still won by more than 30.
That's why Cleveland right now, it's like when you know you're in trouble, and your mother say, well, she's going to come home, she's going to bust your ass. That's what's happening right now in Cleveland. They're trying to put on a straight face. No, they're coming home. They know the ass whooping's on its way. Light-skinned sorcery
right.
is in the building.
Right. Hey.
Now back to Shorty in that blue top. My word.
This boy is crazy, man. Okay. We are gonna wrap it up. We are at the end of the show. It's great stuff, though, man. I don't know if you watch hockey. Who do you like tonight in Game 4, though? Do you think the Sharks tie this up, or do you think the Penguins get closer to the Stanley Cup?
I like to see Crosby. I like to see the top guy. When Crosby was that whiz kid for a bit until he got over the concussion. And it's San Jose. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't even have a hockey team. I'm old school. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They got sand out there at the beach. Pulling for the Penguins. Mario Lemieux. That guy don't get enough credit for keeping that team in Pittsburgh and helping with their stadium. So, yes, pull for Mario Lemieux. I'm pulling for him.
Okay.
They thought I know my hockey, did you? Yeah, besides that deep.
I did. That's why I tried to, spoon feed that one. I didn't want to leave that out there like a.
We won't even talk about Serena Williams losing another finals again. We'll save that for tomorrow, you know.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Sports City, I'm trying to be nice here, Sports City. I'm trying. Tommy, who do you like in this matchup tonight, Game 4, Pittsburgh or San Jose?
Well, this is common sense. Anyone that listens to the show all the time, I'm going San Jose.
Oh,
I ain't never taking Pittsburgh in anything.
look, Messiah, that's AFC North for you. That goes to show you how close we are to the football season. He's AFC North, so you already know.
Like I keep telling people, football season is for the fall. I don't understand how people get pumped for spring practice and all that. Look, stop it. Football season is best when you know your baseball team gets knocked off and you know, in the words of Game of Thrones, winter is coming. That's when you get pumped for football. Not when it's still about to be 90 degrees.
Wait, but his baseball team is doing good right now, so he can take it either way right now.
That's what I'm hating right now. I'm watching my old Yankees falling apart right now. They need to get these contracts out of here, man. But we'll talk about that. I'll save my rage for later.
Okay, well, give me a plug, close out, shout out as we shut it down. Here's the wrap up.
Glad to be on the grill, Messiah 2K Show. We're going to be cooking very soon, probably for July 4th weekend. So, in the meanwhile, I'll be jumping in, dropping some knowledge here on Sports City Chefs. Shout out to Tyrone and Timeless and the whole crew. And, yo, man, you need to be posted on these sports chat to get the grill pumping, man. What's the I2K? We out of here.
Hey, I'm trying, man. I'm only one. I got my sidekick here. Be holding me down. I'm only one person, one entity, man. But like Golden State say, the strength are in numbers. The strength are in numbers. You feel me? I can't do it alone. All right. Tommy, I need a plug, close out, shout out, anything that you like to promote. As we shut it down, here's the wrap-up.
Good show. Getting ready to watch the hockey. There ain't nothing else really on. My Nats are off. We got to go way out to Chicago. I don't understand why we didn't play the White Sox when we were out that way. Sometimes I wonder what MLB schedules are, why they schedule stuff the way they do. Hopefully we can go out there and play better than what we did in Cincinnati. Congratulations to the Canes going Super 6 for the Super Regionals. And prayers and thoughts out to Vanderbilt's baseball team. If you don't know the story, they lost a freshman pitcher for a drowning. Well, he went out fishing and supposedly fell on the boat or something and drowned. Then they played two games on Saturday and lost. Both games. So, thoughts and prayers out to Vanderbilt.
I definitely agree, and I missed that one yesterday because that story was out this weekend with him passing. He passed around the same time as Muhammad Ali as well. But everybody knows the shakeup of the world of Muhammad Ali passing away, and you know, the world still turns and life goes on. The other people were passing away as well. So I'm actually trying to find his name right now, but I will have it for the show because I'm actually trying to get it closed out. I'm fiddling around trying to find his name. I don't have his name, but he was a pitcher. He was a young star. They were giving him all types of accolades on what he was doing down there. I don't want to oversell the situation. Like, this kid wasn't a phenom coming in college baseball. So definitely Tommy did hit on a good note right there. So shout out to that Vanderbilt baseball team. Hopefully everybody can keep their heads high and you know, continue to move forward at this moment in time. You know, I try not to get into that my condolences. I'm sorry. You know, I try not to sound, you know, like the next person. I want to be uplifting. You know what I'm saying? Because we all dealt with death. We've all dealt with it one way or another. So I try to be high-spirited. That's just me. That's just me. SportsCityChefs.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blogs, the chefs. I'm not going to lie, Sports City, I had a gang of fun today at the wrap-up. Big show. A lot of people came through here calling in, giving their opinions. We even had people from the United States service. You know, I think he's in the Army. I want to say Marine, but I think he's an Army soldier. But that's my little brother anyway. Look, he always checking up on me. He be telling people around the service. We got people that be listening to us overseas, man. Why they serving us in the, you know, the country, man. So I'm gracious. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for everybody that, you know, do their service for the country, man. We had one of them call in today. Shout out to my baby brother, the Kane himself. He just posted on my wall to show me his hurricane tattoo, too, just to let me know that he got a hurricane tattoo just like Tommy. So he let me know what's up, man. I guess I got to get a tattoo. I don't have one, but I need one. Tommy's telling me to get one, too. I got to get my stuff together, man. SportsCityChefs.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blog, the chefs. We'll be back here tomorrow with the cookout. The grill will be rocking, locked, and loaded. I think we might have to revisit some of this stuff that we hit on today because it just was a little too hot in here. It was just a little too hot. I'm actually raspy voice yelling at these dudes. On that note, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chefs again. And if they don't know, now they know.
Roddy, here we go again. Yeah.
229 and 76. Get off my dick, niggas. I'm bored. Future problems. Kick. Carrying on, cause I got blood in my lungs and can't breathe. Just to see, and the nigga already fixing to leave. It's a godly world, and to think I got a baby girl who raised in the era. Age, yesterday, slaves and good friends. Now that we got things that don't meet, niggas, we will meet again. I wanna know why the shit gets dead, the shit gets broke, the shit gets red. Motherfuckers get fed. I shed a tear for my ride out. Cause thugs cry, and the truth is shit, a nigga cry like cold lies. Can I live? Dumb, why you wanna stop this fool from rising? And IG for me to rise and cry. At the young, catch you called a lion. Now I'm the king of this jungle, no more denying. Come to the iron if you wanna holler. I pop at you, down, pin your bone, round and pop in your collar. Cause this pain over love, my style's brain on drugs. Your staff can't catch up, the rule niggas was stubborn.
When the gun blows, and the shots fall, when the smoke clears, we'll be right here. Shooting murder,
no it's murder,
murder. We'll be right here. When the gun blows, and the shots fall, when the smoke clears, we'll be right here. Shooting murder, no it's murder, murder. We'll be right here. Cause it's
motherfuckers, y'all want problems?
Come on, I'm the nigga to give them. Niggas don't want none of the rule. They know how hard I'm hitting. Why should I bother with them when they ain't touching what I'm doing? I'm taking this rap game to levels that's unhuman. I'm a beast with animalistic intentions. And the best of y'all niggas is honorable mentions. Standing next to INC. Niggas, I fear we rap's first organized crime family. Selling more records than dope these days, apparently. Got bitches on both coasts, we don't fuck sporadically. How you gonna handle me? I'm pushing a pill, crossing the mold, shoot from the corner, 3 mil. I'm the franchise dealer, bust hotter than burning. Y'all niggas wanna come and get it, but no motherfuckers in.
blows and the shot fall from the smoke clears, we'll be right here screaming murder. No, it's murder, murder. We'll be right here, cause it's thank you.